Another form of sacrifice is giving up something that you want. Everyone can do that. I want that new skateboard. I'm not going to buy it. You're going to build your own temple foundation. We were very impressed with a foundation that we saw in London of the Swami Narayana Temple. We were very impressed with all the young people that we met there, and they told us of how they would get up in the morning early and go out and collect soda pop cans off the streets and from people's homes, which were sold to help build the foundation of their temple, which was a massive concrete pour, massive. And we saw piles and piles of them wrapped up in burlap up against a wall made of wire mesh. Just about 10, 15 feet up, big piles of these cans that go into recycling, and they're paid for that, like 2, 5 cents, 15 cents a can, something like that. And then another group went door to door, collecting small and large funds for the temple. The whole community participated. Not only Hindus, but people of all religions participated in this historic event of the largest Hindu temple in London, whose government 5 years ago had a policy, 5 years before had a policy that only a Christian church could appear as a Christian church to the public. And every Hindu temple had to have just a bare front with no signs or no symbols of religion. And Pramukh Swami Maharaj and his 652 sannyasin sadhus changed that policy. And now something like 5,000 to 10,000 people a week or a day even go through this magnificent temple. And also it takes about an hour and a half to go through because of all these displays teaching the Swami Narayana philosophy. And of course they have big posters up on the walls in their displays from Hinduism today, of course. So, what is the spirit of sacrifice and of giving? Is Lord Murugan, whose veil represents the mind, the developed mind, that wisdom, which is the timely application of knowledge, is broad. And then that wisdom is pointed and it's accomplished, symbolizing the point, the top of the veil.